Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
There are several groups that we want to recognize today. Let's start with O'Fallon Shiloh Emergency Medical Responders.
All right.
And that's because next week is National EMS Week. And I think the best way to honor the profession is to talk about what it is they do. Give a more detailed perspective outside of just, they save lives.
Yeah.
So 911 receives a call, and if a city ambulance is available, they're dispatched. But if city ambulance are handling other calls, then 911 dispatches a third-party ambulance service to manage the emergency. When there's a medical emergency, the patient or bystander, just think about it. You wait and you wait for someone to show up. It seems like eternity. And then you breathe a sigh of relief when the first person arrives on the scene. And I think usually that's a police officer.
Yeah.
But it's really not until the men and women of EMS show up that everyone breathes sort of this collective sigh of relief.
Uh-huh.
Because until EMS arrives, everyone is sort of limited in what help they can provide. I think sometimes even the cop is like, "Phew, thank God EMS is here."
Oh, I know I would be, yeah.
So EMS gets on the scene and they're taking it all in. So they're trying to figure out what just happened, assess the patient physically, mentally. They're making decisions about maybe what medications need to be administered. And then if the paramedics are there, they have advanced medical training, so they're considering starting IV. Maybe they have to intubate the patient. And sometimes all of this happens while they're riding in an ambulance. Not all the time, but sometimes. It's amazing. And then they have to communicate what they're seeing, what's been done with the patient, and they're relaying all this to the hospital staff who are going to be receiving their patient. So this is a lot going on all at once. It's really admirable what they do. And in 2020, our EMS, O'Fallon Shiloh EMS, responded to about 4,300 calls for service.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They respond to all medical calls, obviously, but they also respond to 100% of structural fires. So they'll assist the victims, but they also care for the firefighters and other first responders who are on the scene.
I've seen them when I've covered fires. Yeah.
Yep. They're there. O'Fallon Shiloh has a staff of 18 full-time and 19 part-time EMS staff. And they, something I'm not sure people realize, they have a very physically taxing job. It's a lot. So kudos to our EMS staff that serve O'Fallon Shiloh residents.
Most definitely. So the EMS staff, hopefully we've done an adequate job of highlighting everything you do for our citizens. Enjoy this week dedicated to you.
For sure. And then the other group I want to recognize is Public Works. So Public Works is the name of the activities performed by city engineers and their staff. So they manage streets, water, wastewater, also known as sewer, and stormwater. And next week is also National Public Works Week. O'Fallon has over 1,300 lane miles of road. And even though a road is physically located in the city, that doesn't necessarily mean that the city owns it.
Mm-hmm.
So some streets are owned by the city, some are owned by the township, the county, the state, or the federal government. And then there are a handful that are privately owned. So many of the paved services are not owned by the city. So when there is a weather event that creates road damage, so let's say there's a snowstorm and a lot of salt gets laid down, sometimes we get big potholes. But depending on where those are, the city doesn't own that section of the road, so they can't fix it. So they'll communicate to the owner of the road, but it's up to the owner to schedule and fix that.
Gotcha.
An overwhelming majority of the work that's done on roads that the city does own is funded by grant money that the city applies for. So it's not specifically paid for by local tax dollars. And this is great because if we had to fund 100% of our own work, we'd have a lot less roads in O'Fallon. Street development and maintenance is pretty expensive. But this is important to consider because it means that the city is frequently at the mercy of others to get the work done. And what I mean by that is it takes about 2 to 3 years to apply for grant money.
Oh, wow.
And before you apply, you generally have to prove that a traffic problem already exists. So it's really difficult to be proactively planning for increased traffic.
Yeah.
Once the grant is approved, you have a certain amount of time in which you have to complete the work. And sometimes that means that the work is done at really inconvenient times.
Yeah, I remember, obviously running the newspaper, I hear from a lot of parents and, you know, that sort of thing. And I remember when work was done on roads in front of a school, I kept hearing things like, this is terrible timing. I can't believe the city would do this right before school starts.
Right.
Those poor bus drivers, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but as it turns out, the city has very little control over the timing. So by the time the grant is approved, it goes out to bid, a contract is awarded. It's sort of like, all right, well, here's when the contractor can do the work.
It's quite the process. So it's nice having some insight into how that happens. So you know of any big street projects coming up?
I do. The reconstruction of Vanita Drive is scheduled for summer/fall of 2021. So if you're looking down at the sports park, like let's say you're in an airplane and you're looking down, Vanita Drive is on the west or the left side of the park. And the project will reconstruct Vanita Drive from Taylor Road, which is where Fire Station 4 is located, all the way up north to the roundabout. And the work will include storm sewer installation, curb and gutter, and asphalt paving. The south half of the project is being funded partially by a federal grant that we received, and the north half was unsuccessful in being awarded grant funds. So the city will pay for that piece of it using motor fuel tax. But both phases are going to be combined into one project. That's a way to make it a little less expensive if you can do it all at once. And like I said, that is expected to be completed the summer into the fall of this year. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
It's probably good to mention that the city maintains a web page with construction updates.
They do.
Let's put a link to that in the show notes as well.
Will do.
So I'm looking ahead to the calendar. What's coming up?
There are several spring cleaning opportunities ahead. So there is a unique yard sale happening next weekend, Friday and Saturday, May 21st and 22nd. It is the Jen Muller Memorial Yard Sale. Jen Muller was a fantastic O'Fallon community member. She was an OTHS graduate and eventually became director for operations of the Egg and I when they were over near the Blade Building.
Yeah.
She was a member of the Chamber's Leadership Institute for Young Professionals. She graduated from the lead-in program in November 2017 and then passed away 2 months later. She was only 35 years old, but she had battled a really rare liver cancer for 8 years. And Jen was such a light. She had this intuition that helped her really connect with and understand people. And she was amazing. And I'm just so thankful that we had her in our community when we did. So her family and friends created a charitable foundation that helps support youth with scholarships. And this yard sale helps support that foundation.
Well, that's great.
So I realize that's a lot of words I said just to promote a yard sale, but I think it's important, at least in this case, to show how you might think that you're just buying a piece of art at a yard sale, let's say, but in the process, you're helping a family honor their daughter, and you are quite literally funding scholarship for local youth. So
that's great.
There's that. So again, that's next weekend, May 21st and 22nd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can support by shopping, or if you've done some spring cleaning, you can donate items. They're accepting furniture, appliances, household items, decor, clothing, and I'll put a link to the contact information and for the yard sale in the show notes.
Great.
O'Fallon's also hosting an electronics recycling event. As you know, these have been very popular.
They've been very popular.
They really have. So Saturday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. till noon at Cariel Junior High, just off of Seven Hills Road. So I'll put a link to that also in the show notes.
Perfect.
Hey, Nick, have you ever heard of a designer bag bingo?
I can't say that I have.
It's not an event where you design your bag.
Well, okay. So what is it?
Okay. I'm glad that you asked.
Okay.
It is a bingo event. And if you're the first bingo during a round, your prize is that you get to pick a designer purse or handbag from the stash that's provided.
Ooh.
Yeah. And some of these purses are worth several hundred dollars. I've been to a couple and they are so much fun. Hospice of Southern Illinois is hosting their annual designer bag bingo on Thursday, June 10th. Doors open at 6 and the bingo starts at 7:30. This year, it is a tailgate atmosphere. So you set up your camping chair at your vehicle, you bring your own snacks, they'll have a cash bar available. And if you get a bingo, you honk your horn. And if you're the first one, then you get to pick out your handbag that you want.
Well, very cool. I'll have to swing by because my Michael Kors is getting a little tired.
It's a little ratty.
I need to upgrade, you know.
I'm telling you, these are really, really fun. The anybody's welcome, but the women, we really get into it. It's a good time. So okay. I hope people show up for that.
Well, very cool. Well, I also heard that Illinois is scheduled to move into a bridge phase with the goal of a full phase 5 opening, which lifts nearly all capacity restrictions for events.
It's true. So what I've noticed, schedules are filling up fast. So people are starting to book events again, indoor, outdoor. So if you have an update on your business or an event that you want the community to know about, please email us. We always include a link to our email address in the show notes because we're doing our best to keep track of all these events because we want to help promote them. We want your events to be successful and we want to be a part of that. So also I want to note, we don't accept sponsorships. So when we mention something on the show, it's not because we're paid.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not making a ton of money, are you?
No.
Not yet?
No.
We'll get there. No, when we mention events, it's because we want your event to be successful. We want to be a part of that, so.
That's exactly right. Well, Jessica, as always, it's been a good time.
All right, Nick, it's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Take care. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.